Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to, yes, it is another coconut-infused humor at work. I want to return to that important workplace culture topic, speaking truth to power. A study by Deloitte found that 70% of employees, 70% across a wide range of industries admitted to not speaking up about workplace issues that might compromise performance. One of the most important practices at Netflix, that brilliant company, one that has contributed to their phenomenal growth and success, has been their insistence that everyone practice radical honesty and communicate in a timely fashion when it comes to serious issues. Netflix has discovered that not providing honest feedback does a disservice to employees. Conversely, promising continuous and truthful communication where everyone knows everything is the only way to instill trust, help people grow, and flesh out different ideas and perspectives that help the company succeed. Here are a few things Netflix does to encourage honest, open communication, as detailed in the brilliant book that I highly recommend, Powerful, by Patty McCord. So here's what they do at Netflix. Senior managers, and I love this idea, hold debates in front of employees on key issues to model how to debate effectively, to encourage curiosity about the business, and show that no, you won't have to walk the plank if you speak uncomfortable truths to the senior leaders. Netflix has made it an unacceptable practice to ever speak about someone behind their back. New employees are told to speak up and ask questions. If you don't ask questions, they're told, you won't get any answers. So right from the get-go, they are encouraged to speak openly and honestly. Leaders admit publicly when they were wrong about their perspective on an idea and why they changed their mind. The executive team and entire company practices a form of feedback they call start, stop, continue. Each person tells a colleague one thing they are doing really well, one thing they should start doing, one thing to stop doing. And finally, they encourage everyone to debate based on facts and evidence. As Patty McCord points out in her book, when anyone presents their case in a way that makes it clear they are thinking only of the good of the entire company, and it is based on facts, not ego, then people are far more open to your idea and more likely to listen to you. And asking questions such as, how do you know that's true? And can you help me understand why you believe that's true? Helps steer conversations at Netflix in a healthy direction. Great tips, great advice to help you speak truth to power, to be more honest, to be radically honest. And here's the thing, and all my research shows this, companies that practice incredibly open, honest communication, like Netflix, they have far fewer rules, fewer conflicts, and fewer regulations. Netflix has no vacation policy. You can take however much vacation you want. Just use your common sense. They don't have an expense policy. They don't have a travel policy. How do they get away with that? Because they communicate everything relentlessly, openly, and honestly. And now my fun at work tip, as I'm doing the old podcast, it's, yes, September 19th, one of the days I know you've been waiting for, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So Barney the Backstabber here with another alter ego name for you to try out at your next staff meeting or to try out just, you know, on some Friday you want to add a little fun, get those hello my name tags is, and have everybody, all you have to do is Google pirate name generator. It'll take you to a great site. There's female pirate names, male pirate names, one for everybody on your team. And speaking of pirate, the deep thought of the week this week is always be yourself, unless you can be a pirate, then always be a pirate. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, the photo web sharing site Shutterfly offers customers this delightful option on their voicemail menu. If you want to hear these options again, but in pirate, press 9. It's a fun way to delight and surprise their customers. Now, if you want to speak pirate, at least on International Talk Like a Pirate Day or some goofy day, check out the online Pirate Translator, where you can also learn some good pirate insults, such as, your breath could kill a kraken, you pirate-loving mutinous rogue. And remember, of course, to err is human, but to R is pirate. Well, as always, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.